Hi friend, two things to tell you before we start today's episode. The first thing is I mentioned a couple of times in this episode that there is a free printable to go along with the holiday decluttering challenge, but I don't tell you where to get it. So go to DesireeEndries.com/holidays. And the second thing is I have an intentional holiday gift idea to tell you about, and that is my morning companion journal, Simple Morning Lists. I just released Simple Morning Lists into the world earlier this month. It has come out of a year and a half of intentional mornings, and it's all about setting your day up to be focused on what actually matters to you. It's about starting your day by letting go, getting grateful, and reminding yourself of where you're headed. And it really makes journaling attainable for anyone who doesn't love to write or just anyone who doesn't really have the time to journal. It is list-based journaling. It can take as little or as much time as you want it to in the mornings. And I mean, it can really be done at any time of the day. So it makes the perfect gift for your mom friend or your best friend or your mom or yourself if you want to put it on your own list. I just really wanted to make sure that you knew you can get Simple Morning Lists in your hands at simplemorninglists.com. Welcome to Minimalish, a podcast about minimalism, sort of. I'm your host, Desiree, and I strongly believe that minimalism isn't meant to be an identity, a standard to live up to, a set of rules, or anything along those lines, but rather just a tool to help us make room for the things that matter in our lives. And it looks different for everyone. Each week, you'll find me here having conversations about living with less, realistically, and the things that matter, like motherhood and family, intentional living, mindset, loving our people, and everything in between. More than anything, it's my goal to remind you, and often myself too, that you're worthy of creating a life filled up with what matters to you, and that you're already enough just as you are. I'm so glad you're here, friend. Here's today's episode. Hi, friend. Welcome back to Minimalish. I'm so excited because today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics to talk about all year long, and that is simplifying the holidays. I love the holiday season. I mean, I feel like I was born for it. I was born 2 days after Christmas, and it's one of my favorite things to talk about because I just love this season. And yes, we started November with a holiday episode, and now we're closing it out with a holiday episode as well. I will not talk about the holidays on here anymore, other than maybe, you know, in conversation, but I'm not going to have another episode focused on the holidays for the rest of the year. So I just want you to know that there is another one if you're like, oh, I really love the holidays, and maybe you missed the Q&A episode that was at the beginning of this month. You can go back and listen to that. But this one's different because this one is really a step-by-step, how do we simplify the holidays? And the thing is that this season can be a struggle. There are thousands of expectations floating around. Consumerism overshadows it all. And what is meant to be a season full of joy ends up as a really rough season, maybe full of stress, maybe full of heartache, depending on who we are. So today I just want to talk about how do we simplify it. I know for me, every time this time of year comes around, I am the most excited. I love the songs, the scents, the tastes, all the things about Christmas. I love all of them. I love what it's about for me and what I celebrate it for and the faith-based aspect of it. I just love the season. But what happens time after time, nearly every year, it gets away from me. I mean, last year was the first year I've gotten a little bit closer to actually enjoying the season the way that I would really love to. This is a time of year that's really meant to be about slowing down and togetherness, but it turns into busyness, a hustle. It's all about buying the best gift, getting the best deals. Consumerism overshadows this holiday like crazy. And I know that I've gotten caught up in that in the past. I mean, I used to go day after Christmas shopping just so I could like spend all my Christmas money at once and buy all of these clothes I didn't need. I used to go Christmas Eve shopping. It used to be all about the good deals, and it wasn't just about what I could get for other people. But regardless, you know, there is nothing wrong about a good deal. Nothing wrong with that. But consumerism, that feeling that you need the next best thing, and that feeling that overshadows this season, that you need to buy the best thing for the person you're buying gifts for and get the right thing and you need to have a gift for everyone, that just overshadows this holiday completely. Because of that, this holiday becomes overshadowed by stress. And I guess it's not just because of consumerism. It might be about the fact that you're living a little more minimalist now and you're actually afraid that your house is going to get recluttered. Not because of your doing, but maybe just family members getting your children gifts. Or maybe you've got stress because you're trying to get to 3 family parties in one night and you've got 2 toddlers and that doesn't sound like any fun, but you don't want to offend anyone by saying no. Or maybe it's just the fact that you've got this image of the holidays in your head and it never ends up that way. Maybe you have some tragedy in your family. Maybe it just happened this year, or maybe it has happened years ago, but maybe this season just brings up a lot of pain and that's been hard. And I don't have all the solutions for that today, but I do want to offer you a way to simplify this season. And we are going to do that in the way that we simplify most things here on Minimalish and kind of my process for simplifying life in general. And that is starting with our environments. So we're going to do a quick decluttering challenge. I'm going to talk to you about pre-holiday decluttering, and then we're going to move into simplifying the holidays at large. What are just some quick ways that we can really simplify this season and make it a little less stressful, a little more joyful? So I'm excited. Again, this is one of my favorite topics. So let's dive in. I want to take a minute to thank one of today's sponsors, PrepDish. PrepDish is a meal planning service that sends you an email with a meal plan, grocery list, and prep ahead instructions every single week so that all of your meals are planned out and completely ready for the week. You can even choose from gluten-free, paleo, and keto options. It makes eating healthy so much easier, and the meals are also delicious, and they're even toddler approved in my house. There's no guesswork when it comes to actual mealtime each day, which for a mom is basically a lifesaver. Not only does it make meal planning easier, you literally no longer even have to think about it. This is such a time saver for the busy mom, and with holidays coming up, it's nice to have one less thing to think about. I've personally been loving using PrepDish for months now because it's taken meal planning off my plate and given me more time for the things I enjoy doing, which meal planning just honestly isn't one of them. The best part, Allison, the founder, is offering listeners of Minimalish a 2-week free trial, so you've got nothing to lose. That's 2 weeks of meals planned out for you, grocery list and prep included for free. So head to prepdish.com/minimalish to try it out. That's prepdish.com/minimalish to try it out. All right, let's get back to the show. Okay, before we start, can we just all take a little breather? Just breathe out. Today, I want to help you simplify this season. And before we start, I want you to really start to visualize, what is it that brings up stress in this season for you? What is weighing on you right now? What is making this season feel stressful and like you're not gonna be able to enjoy what matters to you in this season? Okay, so now that you've got that on your mind, I just want you to breathe, because I think sometimes we don't even think about what it is that is stressing us out, and therefore we can't evaluate it and we can't change it. So now that it's on your mind, I also want you to know that this season, it doesn't have to be extravagant. Maybe there are these standards you're holding yourself to in this season about whether it's gift giving, or I don't know what it would be about, but whatever they are, this season does not have to be perfect. You don't have to do things perfectly in this season. You don't have to uphold every tradition perfectly. You are allowed to opt out of traditions, to opt out of gift giving, to make this season about what actually matters to you, and not worry about every direction you're being pulled in. You don't have to stress yourself out financially. All it takes is believing that that's not what this season is actually meant to be about. You can take a stand and say, this is not what I want my holidays to be about, whatever that stressful thing is to you. For most cases, you can say, you know what? I don't want this to be what my season's about. And it might be hard to say no. It might be a really hard, tough life circumstance to say no to, especially if it deals with family, but you can take a stand. You might be in the minority if you do, but you can. And I just want you to know that you're in control of that. You know, for the most part, there are circumstances that are out of our control that might be stressing you out as well, but I'm talking about the ones that we do have control over. So if you let go, if you say no, you might be in the minority, but what's more important, your peace? Or what Aunt Mildred thinks about you and is saying behind your back. Yeah, that's what I thought. So now let's begin by talking about letting go of some stuff. Decluttering is not going to solve all of your holiday problems, but it is a very tangible way to relieve some stress and create some peace in your home. Now, I'm not all about telling you to declutter your entire home in this season. That would be crazy. This season is already full for most of us, so don't worry about that. But what you can do is prepare your home. There are two ways to deal with the stress of the influx that might be coming into our home. One of those ways is to have a conversation with family members who are going to be giving things. And I recommend that. I recommend to have a friendly conversation to just approach the topic of Christmas together. You don't have to say, hey, I don't want you to buy my kids gifts. I think what can happen is when we have this lifestyle change happen in our lives where we see all the benefits of not having a lot of stuff, we start to feel frustrated with everyone's focus on stuff. So just be careful about that. When I get really heated about something and I'm like, this is changing my life, sometimes it can come off like, hey, I know the answer to life and you don't, so can you please not buy my children gifts? That is not the way to approach anything. Take it from me. Nobody is going to listen to you with that attitude. So can you be kind in a conversation with your family about this? And if they don't take it well, if you've approached it kindly, you have no apologies to give. You have stated your view on it. You've had a conversation. You were kind. Maybe you've been a little flexible. And if you are flexible, that's probably even better. But don't veer away from that conversation. But I know family dynamics can be hard, and maybe that's not an option for you. So another way, which I think we should really do both of these things, but another way is to prepare yourself for the influx. We can have all the conversations we want, but when it comes down to it, gift giving isn't bad. I enjoy gift giving. I know my daughter's gonna get some stuff. I wanna make space for that. So let me give you a quick decluttering challenge that you can tackle over the next 4 days or whatever 4 day chunk you wanna do this in. If you're listening to this when it first comes out, you could even do this the weekend after Thanksgiving. You may even have some extra time off to devote to it. But either way, this can be done on a busy schedule. You only need 20 minutes or so. Set the timer for 20 minutes, and on the first day of your decluttering challenge, let go of old toys. Tackle the toys first. We know that that is what's going to probably come into our home, or at least stuff for our kids. So tackle their toys first, because if you decide after day one that decluttering is not for you during the holiday season, at least you have decluttered the most important thing to declutter in this season, right? So if your kids are older, you can involve them in this process. Talk to them about how you'll be donating the toys to another boy or girl who doesn't maybe get many toys for Christmas. I know that this can be a hard conversation. I know that not every kid is going to understand, but I feel like this is a good season to talk to them about that, because you can be like, hey, you're gonna get new things, and there are little boys and girls out there, you know, who aren't as fortunate as we are. And you can talk about the spirit of giving. You can talk about why it's important to give. This is just such a good season to talk about all of that. If your kids are younger though, like under 4, under 3, I'm not really sure when the cutoff is. I think you judge for yourself what would be best for your kids. You should probably go at it on your own. If your child does not use the toy and they are of that age range, they probably won't notice if it leaves the house. When it comes to how much toys are the right amount of toys to have, like, you have to decide that for your own peace, for your own family, what works for you. But if the toys are feeling like they're crowding you out of the house, then that probably means there are too much, and adding more is not going to feel good. And you're probably gonna add more very soon. So do some research. This is a good time of year to do some research to see if there are any local organizations that will take your gently used toys and go directly to those in need during this season. The second day of Christmas decluttering, and I keep wanting to sing the 12 days of Christmas, but I'm not going to. It is a quick kitchen declutter. If you haven't done a major declutter of your kitchen yet, it's not the time, probably, because there are other things to be doing in this season. But I do think a surface declutter could be good in this season. A peaceful kitchen with clear, at least clearer countertops than you currently have. Maybe if you don't have clear countertops already. it's a beautiful place to be. I love when my countertops pretty much have nothing on them. That's not my reality all day. We do set things on our countertops throughout the day, or there might be a clean dish that came out of the sink and I didn't return it to where it was. So just, I don't want you to think like a minimalist kitchen needs to be this perfectly clear countertop kitchen. It does give us a little more peace if we have less stuff cluttering up our countertops, especially in a season where you might be serving others. You might be cooking or baking more often. You might be hosting a party, or maybe you're just taking something to someone else's party. A less cluttered kitchen is going to give you less stress while you are baking. I know I get stressed over like these last minute baking projects I decide to do, or my husband forgot to tell me that I was supposed to bring something to this party that I didn't know about, and it can be really stressful if there's stuff all over the place and I can't even find a place to put my cutting board or whatever I'm using. It drives me crazy. So having less on the countertops helps. I encourage you, if you can, to let go of some items, even just a handful of items that you do not use, so that you can make some space in your cupboards for the things that are living on your countertops. And if you've got junk that is living on your countertops, whether it's kids' papers, if it's a drop zone, this is the season to find a different drop zone. Just find a different drop zone. It can't be your kitchen. It cannot be your kitchen countertops, because you need that space. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I do recommend that the drop zone not be your kitchen countertops, because then you're going to feel a little bit more peace and a little bit more Christmas spirit when you're baking Christmas cookies and it's not right next to your son's backpack. See what I'm saying? All right, day 3. Declutter your Christmas decor. Now, you can move these days around whenever you need to, because whatever day it is that you're decorating, if it hasn't already happened, that's a good day to declutter your decor. If you've already put out your whole decor and your house looks like Christmas tornado through your house, it's also a good time to declutter the decor. So sometimes we end up with a lot of decor that we don't already love because maybe we've fallen into that year's Christmas trend, or maybe you inherited a bunch from your mother-in-law and you don't love it. We end up just having more decor than we have space for. So take a few minutes to go through what you already have either up around your house that you don't love, or as you're putting it out, just say no, it's okay, I don't love this sign, I'm not going to put it up, I'm going to donate it this year. It's a great time of year to donate Christmas decorations because people will be looking for them. So hopefully they will end up in good hands with someone who has the space for it and loves it. If you could cut it down by a fourth or half of what you have, that's usually what I suggest starting with, because it's amazing how twinkle lights and simplifying the decor, not that you can't have Christmas decor, because I love Christmas decor. If you do too, I get it. But when you have less of it, it means more. It feels cozier. Cluttered decor does not feel cozy. It often feels like it is taking space from us versus making our space cozier. And day 4, last day, is declutter your wardrobe a bit. Again, this is a tough to tackle area, maybe, but it's always a good time to look through your wardrobe and just let go of a few things that you do not love any longer. Plus, letting go of some winter clothes that you don't already love, it can really go to a good cause this season, because there are people who need warm clothes. You've got 40 different sweaters, but you only like 3 of them. It's a good time to let some go, because there are people who need clothes to keep them warm right now. And if you've got an influx of them, like, that's a great way to give. That is a great way to give during this season. You can donate to homeless shelters or donate to another good cause nearby. This is another area to do a little bit of research. A simplified wardrobe is going to mean that you won't spend hours having to think about what you're wearing to any events you may have this season. You won't have to put on that shirt that's too small that makes you feel bad about yourself right before you're supposed to go to your work Christmas party. Like, this is just a really good place to pare down in any season, but in this season specifically, there are a lot of good reasons to do that. I want to give you one of my rules of thumb, and that is, if you have to think twice about the item that you're putting on, let it go. You're probably not going to feel any different about it the next time you put it on and take it off and take a 5 extra minutes getting dressed and feeling stressed out about the way that you look. I hope that makes sense. All right. I hope that these 4 days of holiday decluttering sound fun to you, or if not fun, they sound like something that will simplify this season. I will have a free printable for you that you can grab, this 4 day decluttering challenge, so that you are ready to go. You can check them off as you go, and you can spend literally 20 to 30 minutes on this each day. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but it's just a really good time to pare down when you know things might be coming in the house, and you know that clearing out your environment a little can really help you eliminate stress in a season that can feel stressful. All right, let's move into talking about simplifying this season in general. When it comes to our schedules, our mindset, our heart, this season can feel really hard for several reasons. And I talked about that a little bit. Maybe you have been experiencing a really rough season, a tragedy in your family. Maybe it's something that happened years ago and this season just still brings up the pain. Maybe it's just that your anxiety peaks around this time of year because you feel like there are a lot of expectations in your head, and you know that they are impossible to reach. So I want to just take some time today to dig into how are we gonna make this season about what actually matters to us? How are we gonna simplify this season? The first thing we need to do is just lower our expectations. Lower our expectations of ourselves, of our family, of this season in general. I think because of the excessive amount of Christmas movies, which I love many of them, but we've got this picture of what Christmas is or what the holidays are and what they're supposed to be that just is full of things that don't even really matter or aren't real life. So we need to kind of get rid of that image and start by lowering our expectations. If you think your kids are gonna act perfect during that one family tradition thing you like to do, lower your expectations. If you think you need to buy everyone the best gift or you're gonna find like the love of your life on Christmas Eve, lower your expectations. If you are hosting family and you are expecting everyone to be happy with the way that you're doing it, lower your expectations. Release control. We'll be able to experience more joy in what actually matters when our expectations are not through the roof of what this season should look like. Maybe that means taking a store-bought dessert to a party versus making one from home. Maybe it means letting go of comparison. So whatever it looks like to lower expectations on yourself, that's important too. Okay, so the second one goes hand in hand, and that is take a stand on others' expectations of you by saying no. Now, I think we project others' expectations of us much bigger and much more weighty than they actually are. So I don't know your family dynamics, and I know things can get really rough, but I'm just gonna say, if you want to opt out of something, and I said this earlier too, if you want to opt out of a gift exchange, if you want to opt out of driving your toddlers to 4 different Christmas parties over 2 days, just say no to the things that are going to make you worse off for the people that matter most. Because I think what happens is we want to do all the things that all the people expect of us, and therefore we end up getting cranky and frustrated, and that comes out on our family in our home. And I can say that from experience, that's what happens. So if you can just get the courage to say no politely, explain yourself if you feel like you need to, and take a stand on these expectations of yourself, whether they're coming from others, which a lot of times they are, or just you think they're coming from others, which that is also the case sometimes. Let go. Let go of them. Say no. It's okay to say no. Make this the year that you are saying no to the things that are not healthy for you, that are stressing you out, that are making this season really rough. All right, number three. This is these first five, and then there's a sixth that doesn't really go along with the rest, but these first five are kind of in a progression. So it's kind of like an exercise you can go through. So number three, once you've gotten rid of that picture perfect image of the holidays, which we did in number one, and we've lowered our expectations, we've said no to some things maybe, or we're planning some things to say no to that really stress us out, I want you to visualize now what actually matters in this season. Like, visualize your image of the holiday season, of what you want this to be about. you know, you can think of those simple joys, like the flavors and the smells and the actual visuals, the actual images of this season, because I want you to prioritize tiny joys in this season. Doesn't mean it has to be perfect. It just means if you love eggnog or if you love peppermint mocha creamer, have those in your fridge. Make sure you're able to enjoy an afternoon latte if you want one. Make sure you are baking your favorite thing to bake this season. Make sure you are watching your favorite movie. These little things that we can build into our days to just bring us a little bit of joy. They might not be the things that matter the very most, but they are the things that make this season warm. It can really bring us joy to make sure we're taking time to enjoy those little things. But now, number four, I want you to kind of strip down this image of what a joyful holiday season looks like for you. Strip it down to the bones. What actually matters? What are the big things? So we just talked about the small joys. What are the big things that are most important? So I want you to figure those things out. Like, is it your faith? Is it your family? Whatever it is, if you are able to right now, write it down. What are the things that are the big priorities in this season? And number five is to schedule those things in. So it's kind of the fifth step in the process here. Schedule in those most important things, or at least make it tangible. If you want to work on your faith in this season, grab a devotional or make sure you are going to make it to Christmas Eve service or whatever it looks like that will bring that to actual reality for you. If it's family and togetherness that is most important to you, make sure that you're scheduling that in. Are you going to schedule family movie nights every Friday during this season? Or maybe you are going to make sure scheduling into your week that you're going to do baking projects or the gingerbread house. It's not about putting more on yourself. It's about actually making room for the things that truly matter and that are going to bring you closer to your priorities in this season. And my last point to simplify this season is to honestly get intentional with your gift giving. I've got a whole episode on intentional gift giving from last year. So if you are wanting to learn more about more intentional ways to give gifts this year, then check that out. But I do really think that this is worth saying, that a way to simplify the holidays is to actually plan out your gifts and really get intentional with it, whether that means you're not really doing gifts or you're just doing experience gifts or what that looks like for you and your family, whatever it looks like. It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong way to do it, but if we get intentional with it, then we simplify it and we make it less stressful. All right, friend, that's all I got for simplifying the holidays. I hope this little process, this little five-step process plus my random sixth tip there helps you really make this season about what matters to you and at least make this holiday season a little simpler and a little more focused on what truly matters to you. If you love this episode, share it with a friend, share it on Instagram or wherever you want to share it. I am so grateful when you do that. And if you want to leave a positive rating or review, that makes me so grateful as well. It's a great way for new women to stumble upon Minimalish. Both of those things help. So thank you, thank you, thank you. In this season of gratitude, I think I said this before, every episode basically, but I just want you to know I'm grateful for you all the time. I'm grateful that you come hang out with me on Wednesdays or whenever you're listening to this. So thank you for that. I cannot possibly find words to tell you how grateful I am for you, and I mean it. I hope that you have a fantastic Thanksgiving and holiday season, and I will talk to you right back here again next week.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.